Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Larry, you do realize now that we, this group of women you so heartlessly abused over such a long period of time, are now a force and you are nothing. The tables have turned, Larry. We are here. We have our voices, and we are not going anywhere.
The sentencing phase for the trial of USA Gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar is still going on in Lansing, Michigan. Nassar is charged with a number of sexual crimes. Overall, 140 women and girls have come forward saying that Nassar abused them. We heard from many of them last week on this show. Nassar's almost certain to face additional jail time. He's already been sentenced to 60 years in federal prison for child pornography charges. But now the question of what USA Gymnastics knew about the abuse of athletes looms over that organization. Nassar also practiced medicine in the Michigan State University athletic program. And according to a Detroit News investigation, at least 14 University of Michigan officials were notified of the abuse over the two decades during which it occurred. In addition to that, it took USA Gymnastics 5 weeks to report the abuse to the FBI when it first came to their attention. Olympic gold medalist Allie Raceman testified and gave a victim impact statement at the trial on Friday.
It is like being abused all over again. I have represented the United States of America in two Olympics and have done so successfully. And both USA Gymnastics and the United States Olympic Committee have been very quick to capitalize and celebrate my success. But did they reach out when I came forward? No.
So athletes at all levels of gymnastics and their parents, not just the elites, are looking for accountability here. Who knew what and when, and will anyone else be held accountable for the decades of abuse? Well, now three executives on the board of the governing body for USA Gymnastics have resigned. USA Gymnastics Board of Directors Chairman Paul Perilla, Vice Chairman Jay Binder, and Treasurer Bitsy Kelly all resigned. Allie Raceman and other gymnasts had called for Paul Perilla to step down. I asked Lindsay Gibbs about all of this. Lindsay is a sports reporter at Think Progress and co-host of the sports and feminism podcast, Burn It All Down. The question, what did Paul Perilla and others know as this abuse was going on?
We don't know exactly what came across Paul Perilla's desk. He staunchly defended the actions of Steve Penny, who was a CEO and president of USA Gymnastics during this time. Steve Penny was forced to resign with a $1 million severance package last March due to his mishandling of this.
Lindsay, the Indy Star, about a year ago in March, published 5,600 pages of reports suggesting hundreds of complaints against dozens of coaches, many of whom weren't banned from the sport for years and were later convicted of crimes against children.
Of course, Larry Nassar deserves all the condemnation and all the attention he's getting, but we also need to remember that this is a systemic issue within USA Gymnastics that goes far beyond Larry Nassar.
Let's talk about Michigan State University, where Larry Nassar worked as a sports medicine doctor. Reports have come out suggesting as many as 14 adults were informed of Nassar's abuse over the years, but that for years nothing was done. What do we know about who knew what and when within the MSU system?
Well, we certainly know that Kathy Glagas, who was the head coach of the women's gymnastics team up until just last year, when she was allowed to resign, once again was not fired, but was allowed to resign. We know that she was told in 1997 that Larry Nassar was inappropriately touching these gymnasts. And at that time, she talked to the gymnast who had brought the complaint forward and said that if they went forward with this complaint, it would bring great consequences to the gymnast who was reporting it. And she reiterated that what Larry Nassar was doing was a legitimate medical procedure. And that was that. We know that basically the allegations stopped with her. We know that in 1999 and 2000, trainers amongst MSU athletics. It's important to remember that Larry Nassar did not just treat gymnasts. He was a sports medicine doctor at Michigan State University. So he saw athletes from across disciplines, as well as people who weren't associated with Michigan State at all, who just came to him because he was the best. But we know that a softball player in 1999 came forward and told her trainers about the abuse. And as far as we know, the allegations just went nowhere. They were not properly reported. They did not properly go up the food chain, and they were not investigated. They simply were not taken seriously.
What about Lou Anne Simon, the president of Michigan State University, and people below her?
We know that in 2014, there was a Title IX investigation and a police investigation into Larry Nassar's abuse. And Simon knew that that Title IX investigation was going on. That Title IX investigation was incredibly sloppy. It involved the Title IX investigator talking to friends of Larry Nassar's to decide whether or not this was a legitimate medical procedure. It involved them leaving out key details that they found in their report. And as far as we know, because this Title IX investigation, after just a couple of months, cleared Larry Nassar and allowed him to go back to work, Lou Anne Simon never looked back into this, never followed up on this, and never took the time to figure out what was going on. And those below her, the deans in the medical department, other athletic trainers within Michigan State University, and other doctors who worked alongside Larry Nassar, all knew that this was going on, and nobody took action.
There was an op-ed in the New York Times, Lindsay, calling on the U.S. Olympic Committee to basically dissolve its relationship with USA Gymnastics, make it no longer the sanctioning body for Olympic athletes. Is that likely to happen? What has USA Gymnastics said?
It would be a big step if that happened, but there is a big call among the victims and among advocates for U.S. Olympic Committee to actually step up and do something. Allie Raisman and her wonderful testimony and heartbreaking testimony on Friday. She said something that really stuck with me, which was that the U.S. Olympic Committee has always been willing to capitalize on her success, but that they have not once reached out to her since she came out as a victim of abuse. And there was no representative from the U.S. Olympic Committee at the hearing last week listening to all of these victim impact statements. U.S. Olympic Committee could decertify USA Gymnastics. It could take away its power. And it could at least threaten to take away its power if there are not systemic changes. The U.S. Olympic Committee did pressure Steve Penny to resign, but there has been no pressure for there to be any other changes on the board of directors, and the entire board of directors is the same.
Meanwhile, Lindsay, Larry Nassar is going to jail probably for the rest of his life. Do you think anybody else will?
That's what remains to be seen. The next steps are figuring out who else needs to be held accountable, not just on a moral level, but perhaps on a criminal one as well.
Lindsay Gibbs with Think Progress, co-host of the Burn It All Down podcast. Lindsay, thanks for coming back.
Thank you for having me.
Support for The Takeaway comes from Babbel, a language app that teaches real-life conversations in a new language like Spanish, French, and German. Babbel's 10 to 15-minute lessons are available in the App Store or online at Babbel, babbel.com.